don't recall that in Acts 10. Neither when we're told what the angel said to Cornelius in his house, nor when Cornelius repeated it to Peter. Here is something else Cornelius told Peter. He said, that angel told me that you would tell me things by which I and my house would be saved. So, if that's the truth, then ought not we to pay attention to what Peter said? Cornelius was wise to pay attention to it. So what did Peter say that would save Cornelius? This is what Peter told Cornelius in Acts chapter. This is the summary of the significant things. I know he told him, get up, I'm also a man. That's not what saved him. These are the things that Peter told Cornelius by which Cornelius and his house were saved. Number one, Peter said, God accept in Acts 10, 34 and 35, God accepts whoever on earth fears him and does righteousness. That's the first thing he told him. Second thing he told him is that Jesus was the Messiah and Lord of all. And the third thing he told him was that Jesus was crucified. And the fourth thing he told him, God raised Jesus up again. The next thing he told him, Jesus was the judge. God had appointed him the judge of all mankind, living and dead. And the last thing he told him is that through faith in Jesus, men could receive forgiveness of sins. Now, that's not all Peter planned to say, but that's all that he said before God forgave his sins. So, those were the words whereby Cornelius and his household were going to be saved, because that's all God let him say. In other words, at Cornelius' house, we hear Paul's gospel preached for the first time, and Peter didn't mean to preach it. He accidentally preached Paul's gospel. He had planned to preach the one he had. Now, he didn't understand. He told them, we'll read this later, I had just begun to speak. Or did he just say that? I had just begun to speak. Somewhere when he's explaining himself, he said that. Maybe in chapter 15 or whatever. But anyway, what Peter said to Cornelius would save him. That's the important thing. That's what the angel said. That's what Peter did, even if he meant to do more. He did everything Cornelius needed. And that's Paul's gospel. Mm-hmm. Now, after God accepted them, washed them from their sins, gave them the new birth, took them into his kingdom, baptized them into the body of Christ, Peter said, we ought to baptize these people in water. That was not what saved Cornelius. Paul's gospel was that when God did what he did, that was enough. That's what would save Cornelius. Not the watery baptism Peter added later, for whatever reason. Because he didn't know what else to do. So, nobody, Peter himself, didn't understand. He was surprised that God did it. Didn't understand why God had did it or how it was right for God to do it. But he knew it was right because God did it. But he didn't know how it was right that God did it. He couldn't explain it. He could not explain the gospel he accidentally preached. There was another man needed to come help Peter and the earliest saints understand what God did at Cornelius' house. Oh, and next verse is where he says, and as I began to speak, all that I just told you that he said was just the introduction to his sermon. And after his introduction, God was finished with it. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them just as it fell on us at the beginning. Then I remembered the saying of the Lord, how he used to say, John indeed baptized with water, but you will be baptized with Holy Spirit. I think this is the most puzzling statement Peter made in all these chapters.